Welcome to the podcast.
Good evening. I suppose you had a good evening.
No, it's just getting started. Welcome to episode 4 of the podcast.
Yes,
episode 4. This is Sloan, and with me tonight is
Malone.
All right, yeah. Oh, Malone's. Louie's your sister.
Yes. Well, you didn't remember?
No, I haven't seen her for a long time.
She's still in Madagascar.
So today we'll be talking about school memories and Malone will be teaching us how to. No, he's gonna be talking about how to start.
Start what? A fire?
How to start learning art. How to draw. How to learn how to draw.
Wait, I'll do
the
that.
The basics of learning how to draw.
I'll try.
Okay, so.
Well, what? What?
Why don't you?
Why won't I lick a lamppost? Why won't I tickle you right now? Why won't I what?
Wait, let's just start with some pergola announcements.
Okay.
So for the month of July, Malone, why don't you
wait,
just loading the website.
Okay, it's taking
here.
Well, where is it? Where is it?
July events.
Like all of them?
Yeah, there's just three of them.
Okay. Where is it?
Right here.
Where
I'm
is it?
I'm just waiting
it?
For the page to load.
Page loading.
Malone, can you talk a little louder?
Page loading.
Or,
Why? My voice is too.
It's too.
What? Too.
Or just place the mic closer to you.
This close?
No.
No? Okay, how about this?
No, play. This move the mic closer to you.
Like this?
No, don't move. Just move the mic.
Oh, okay. Like this?
No, closer.
This. Closer.
There. Okay, can you read the pergola announcements?
Okay, it says here, hey, July. On the 13th, we got Bang the Bus by Music Colony. It's at 5 p.m. at Clarus Square. And from the 18th to the 21st, we got Primer Super Sale at the second floor at Ida's Hall.
And wait, Bang the Bus was moved to July 23.
Really? Oh, okay. So it's on the 23rd. Bang the Bus. And on the 20th, we got Tunog Timog Project at 5 p.m. at Clarus Square. There we go.
That's all?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so why don't you talk about how to...
Like how I first started?
Yeah, how do you learn, you know, drawing or art in general? What are the basic supplies?
Oh, okay. Well, as far as I can remember, I always kind of liked, you know, drawing when I was like a kid. But the problem was that I wasn't really that good at it back then. I didn't have the genes for it. But it all started when my dad bought me, you know, that thing that copies, that wooden thingy where you put a pencil at the other end and
what's that?
It's like a really, really old type of copying machine. You've never seen one of those?
No.
Okay, it's like how should I describe this? It's like, you know, pieces of wood like stick together, and at the one end you got, you know, that place where you can put a pencil, and the other has like something like a nail on it. So what you do is like the nail, you move the nail according to what you would like to draw. For example, you got a picture of, let's say, a house. So you know what you do with the that metal nail thing is that you copy the outline of the house while the pencil at the other side does the same thing. So it's like a copy machine. It's just that, you know, it's really really like a really old type of copying machine, very manual. So my dad bought me one of those, then, you know, drew a bunch of stuff, then I really got into it. So the next thing that I did was, you know, I ditched the contraption and I just started, you know, just manually copying pictures. You know, you copy and copy them until you know you get the feel on how things are done. Then
did you have a sketch pad?
Yeah, I did have a lot of sketch pads. I had a lot of, you know, types of pencils, you know, drawing pencils.
Wait, about the sketch pads, how come some of them are, or most of them are labeled as acid free? Why is that?
I think it's with the material, because what I know is that no
normal paper.
There are types of papers where drawing gets, you know, a lot easier and much what do you call that, better than other papers. So you, one thing you should look for is like the type of pencils. If you have a preferred brand or a preferred, you know, point, or also the darkness, or you know, the shades of
the
pencil.
So if someone wanted to start, you know, drawing, what size of the sketch pad would you suggest buying?
It would depend on what the person would like to draw. Is she or he, you know, into portrait, or, you know, just doodling around, or, you know, into those kinds of stuff? Does he like, you know, doing landscape? So depending on what your subject is, I'd say it would dictate what kind of size the sketch pad must he get. From what I know is that when you are into landscaping, like, you know, trees, forests, houses, you know, nature stuff, you should at least get, you know, those larger sketch pads. But if you're really, you just like to doodle around, you know, especially when you don't have, you know, you're not doing anything, and, you know, you just wanna kill time, so I'd suggest, you know, the smaller one, so that you can bring it around, and when you have free time, you know, go give it a shot.
What about pencils?
Pencils.
The normal one, the one you usually buy, is a 5B sized one, right?
I'm not sure if
5B or HB.
HB.
The blue HB.
Yeah, the blue one, HB.
What's the difference between the blue ones and the yellow ones?
It's been a while since I last draw, but what I can remember is that HB is has a much darker tone than the other ones, and I also prefer HB. Like, you know, it's used everywhere, so you unless you want, you know, a darker or a lighter tone, then you can go opt for the other types of pencils.
So
it's more of a you know, you're doing experiments.
A personal preference.
A personal preference. So I can't really tell you.
But for basics, for like your first art kit.
Oh, my first art kit was.
Should you buy an HB plus another pencil or?
No, not exactly. In fact, you can, you know, you can start with mechanical pencils. You know, just the normal ones. You can even draw in the backside of your notebook or you know, just some bond papers. I'd suggest the only time where you would actually, you know, invest on such equipment would be if you're really committing to it, since sketchbooks may not be that pricey, but still you still need to, you know, actually buy one, and the only thing you can actually do there is draw. So if you are
probably gonna spend around $500 for all, for everything.
At least, I guess.
For
yeah, even
sketchpad.
Yeah, erasers.
Speaking about erasers, don't you use a special eraser for drawing the squishy?
Oh no, I never.
You've never used that.
No, I never used that. I prefer the those really small white ones, the generic erasers. They're much more effective than the gray one, the gray squishy, like,
yeah, the gray squishy ones.
Yeah. I don't know, but again, it's a personal preference. If you like, if you prefer those, then, you know, why not? So, what else?
How do you practice drawing? Do you still practice?
Lately, no. Sad to say. But I think I can still draw, but I'm not sure if I can be as good as I was, like, from, I don't know, like 4 years ago. Oh, I even knew this friend, a high school friend of mine. He was a really good drawer. He can draw anything he wanted, but usually, you know, more into anime types of drawings. Then, you know, we kind of met up again a few months back, and then he told me, hey, did you know I don't know how to draw anymore? And I was like, really, how is that possible? I mean, you were one of the few people I know that, you know, that draws really well. And he goes, I don't know, I just, you know, woke up one day, I tried to draw, since, you know, he also kind of retired on the drawing business. Then he said, you know, I suck at drawing.
So you're saying you shouldn't stop practicing?
If you really love
you
it,
you want to keep your skill.
Yes, if you really love drawing, I guess you should always draw, yeah, as much as possible.
Have you tried for the listeners out there, if you don't want to spend on art supplies, try going to odosketch.com. It's like a social
site
network for drawing. So basically you have a few brushes that you can use. And then the site, you have to make an account, and then it records all your strokes, your brush strokes.
Yeah.
Then you can share your drawing to people, and they'll be able to see,
and
you know, how you,
and
like,
comment on it.
I don't know if you can comment on your works, but people can watch, you know, the process of
you drawing.
Yeah, of you drawing basically all your brush strokes. And every day, the site owners feature some drawings from users.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, check it out. I don't think you need What's that? Those tablets. You don't need a drawing tablet.
Really? What would you need?
I used my laptop touchpad.
It worked?
To draw an Odo sketch, yeah. Because it stylizes your brush strokes.
Oh, I see.
Like it puts, I don't know, just it stylizes all your strokes. So it looks automatically artsy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, excuse me. Speaking of, you know, digital, I did, you know, upgraded at one point from, you know, from pencil to actual digital drawing. I had a few artworks. I believe you saw some of them.
Yeah, for your band.
Yeah. And no, and even those really old ones, remember? You don't.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, if you really want to pursue drawing, digital drawing is popular.
Very convenient.
And convenient and popular these days. You know, it's like easy to edit, stuff like that. You can, there are a lot of corrections that would be really hard if you were to correct them using an eraser, for example. So again, it's more really of a drawing, like any other kind of job or hobby, is more of a commitment, really. So you should be committed to it for you to excel on it.
Oh, and by the way, you should, if you're able to go to any of the Purgle events, you should drop by, because one of our friends is a really good artist.
Oh, yeah.
He usually draws caricatures for people.
On the spot.
Yeah. And he's really good. So if you want to have your caricature drawn,
just look for him.
Yeah, his name, he usually has a table set up near... near the stage.
He's easy to spot. He's like this large dude that looks like
does he look like any celebrity?
Yeah, he looks like a white version of Jacob from Twilight.
A white version?
Yeah.
Aren't they the same skin color?
No. Are they?
I don't know. completely watched any of the Twilight movies.
I didn't. I just saw the poster.
Okay, so let's move on to some reader mail. Well, not some.
Some what?
Some listener mail.
Listener mail.
If you want to send any, if you have any questions that you want us to read on the podcast, just send them to purgcast@gmail.com.
Listener mail.
So here's the first question.
Okay, what do we have? Are you picking?
This is from an anonymous.
Really anonymous.
Listener. I don't think she wants her.
Let me see.
From a girl.
Okay,
read it. The first question.
Okay. Wait. Where is the first question? What? What's the first question? I can't see it.
I'll read it. Read the other questions.
No, we can go with that first if you like.
So there's the first question. Say you're still... Let's just call her N.
N.
That's the first letter of her name.
No, okay.
So say you're still getting to know the person. You're not close or longtime friends. What's okay to talk about? And what's not okay to talk about on a first date?
Okay, let me get this straight. So, we are talking about someone, an acquaintance.
No, it's just your... I mean, you've never been... Like, you were never close with that person. So, it's like a typical first date.
So, you were never close with that person, then all of a sudden, you're in a date.
Yeah. And like, you don't... Like, you're not really friends. Really just want to go on a date. What are good things to talk about? And what shouldn't you talk about?
Well, one thing, you should not talk about personal stuff on a first date.
What do you mean personal stuff?
You know, like, what's your deep, dark secret, or, or something like,
what's your deep, dark secret?
You know, personal stuff, like those stalker questions, like,
what size are your feet?
Yeah, or something like that, or do you work out? Or,
I think you shouldn't talk about politics.
Politics and religion.
Yeah, or your, yeah.
But it would really depend on,
I think the religion thing, you can...
It depends, really. It depends on the person. One thing is for sure, the most important thing that you should have on a first date, if you wanted to, you know, we'll just have to assume you want your first date to be, you know, to be good, and you know, it went smoothly, right? So the first thing you should always do is what we call rapport. You familiar with that word, rapport?
Yeah. No, but what specific things should you talk about?
You should first talk about, you know, common interests, common ground, something that you can actually talk about. Let's say you weren't really close, then a good starter would be like, what are your interests? More rather than, hi, how are you? Where have you been? Why were you late? You know, those typical.
Why were you late?
Or did you wait for me? You know, those generic questions, those icebreaker questions that, you know, it would seem like, you know, a good icebreaker, but in reality, to the other person would be, it's not like, especially for, you know, those really, how should I say that, sensitive ones, like, they'll be asking at the back of their heads, like, why is this person asking me that? You know, why would you like to know that? So instead of, you know, going with those generic types of icebreakers, you know, you should, you know, talk about, you know, comment, what are your interests? This is are my interests. Then, you work your way from there.
Yeah. And don't talk about anything that can lead to negativity.
To an argument or a debate. Or a debate.
Just talk about, you know, fun, positive, lighthearted stuff. Or funny things.
Yeah. Or better yet, before, you know, if you do have the cash, why not watch a movie first, so that, you know, you'd be talking.
You have something to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it works that way. So if you have something to talk about, you know, about conversation, it always escalates from, you know, from small things, it becomes big things. So, so why are you laughing, Sloan?
Nothing.
Okay. You know, you should always make it the point that, you know, you have that foundation of your conversation somewhere to start with. I'll just have to assume also.
Or just talk about what's happening around you while on that date.
That would also depend. I mean, depend on the personality of the person. But if we are gonna, you know, talk like in a generic sense,
why, hello there.
Hello there, it's Laddie. So again, yeah, so basically, those are the things that you should talk about. And as for the things that you should not talk about, aside from, you know, personal stuff, or, you know, you get getting too pry, like, do you live with your parents, or how old are you? It depends.
Don't talk about your past love life.
Ah, yes, please don't. It really destroys everything. Especially when you start saying like, oh, he treated me so badly, I feel so sad, I need a, you know, it just destroys the mood. Don't talk about things that, you know, will potentially destroy the friendly
the vibe.
So, you know, stay positive, joke around, but not too racy, or, you know, those really, you know, light jokes, not those really those heavy ones.
So listener N, that's our answer.
Yes.
Okay. Our next listener, let's call him A N.
Oh, okay, I know that guy.
So his question is it true that love starts
from malice?
Malice or lust. Love starts with physical desire. Is it true that love starts with physical?
Okay.
What do you think?
My opinion is yes. It does. It will always start. Because you wouldn't love someone that would you love someone you're not attracted to or you're not
physically?
Desired? Yes. No. Let's be honest here. Would you?
No.
No. So well, another question. What is the first thing you see? Is it the physical or like the what we call the inner beauty? It's always the outward appearance first, correct?
Yeah.
So, how does it escalate from that kind of you know attraction, physical attraction to the what he said as love?
When you get to know the person more.
Exactly. So.
But your physical appearance is not enough. So you can look really, you can be really beautiful, but if
yes,
you're
exactly
an ugly person inside,
yes,
or a
exactly.
boring
yes.
person.
So, but the question is, does it start there?
Yeah.
Yes, and our answer is, yes, definitely, because you wouldn't really fall in love with someone that you know that is.
You don't want to look at.
Yes, exactly, or put a paper bag on them. No, but you get my point.
Yeah.
I mean, especially for guys, it's always physical first. Then, but the one that actually seals the deal
is their personality.
As we are easily attracted to, you know, sexy, hot women.
Because there are girls who are really, you know, really pretty, but...
You know,
when you finally get to know them, they're like...
They have, like, bad breath or something.
No, they're, like, the most boring people to talk to.
Boring? Well, who's that?
No, just, you know, girls in general.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
No, seriously,
no.
There are a lot of boring,
I know.
Pretty
no, it's like
girls.
It's like, having... To be attractive... is a plus. We are more on you know the end game is the personality, right?
That's your end game, the personality.
Yes, I mean, but then again, you wouldn't really you know go up to someone that you're not actually attracted to. So it's a plus. So it's like you like her physically, and if you like her personality, then it becomes. Ta-da! Love.
Yeah, they're like cars.
Yeah.
Like they can look really cool, but
when you go inside,
they have really bad performance.
Yes, exactly. So you know, it's like on the outside she's a Ferrari, but when you open the hood, it's like just no engine on it. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
There we go.
So A-N, that's our answer
A-N,
to your question.
Yes.
Okay, next. This question is from J.A. She lives in Aguirre.
What? Let me see that. Who is that?
Yeah, I want to read this question.
Okay, let's see. excuse me. Okay, her question is... What's a fun but unusual first date? Ain't nobody got time for just dinner and a movie, yo. Okay.
What's a fun and unusual first date?
Why not go skydiving on a first date?
Are you serious?
If you have the cash, why not? But for those people who doesn't have the cash, well, be creative. You could, wait, what was the question? Dinner and... movies. So if you don't want to go dinner and movies, why not, you know, go do physical activities together, you know, physical exercise, or I don't know, play tennis or whatever. I'm not really into sports, but
why are you suggesting
the idea is, you know, a date
regardless.
No, but what would you? What would you do?
Me for a fun and unusual first date.
Yeah. What would you?
Where would you go? Let me think. Okay. If I don't have the option of dinner and movies, I'd probably go to a, you know, to those stand-up comedian performances.
Comedy bars.
Yes, comedy bars. Or I can, or we can go to those with those live bands. Yeah, so, you know, listen to good music, or you know, do
training.
I know, again, do weird stuff, you know, like give alms to the poor.
So if you take a girl to
a first date and I want it to be unusual,
take her on a first date. No, if you like, so if you take anyone on a comedy bar date, that means you like that person, because you just suggested, because you suggested doing those things.
No,
if you go with a girl to any of those places, to a gig or to a comedy bar, that means you like that person.
Hence, it's a that's why you're in a date, right?
No, what if she's just a friend? That means you like her, even though.
No, me.
Yeah.
No. Look, I'm just going with the question. Of a fun, I had never done that before. You know, unusual fun dates. I'm mostly mostly dinner and bed kind of person.
Have you ever gone on a date?
Like with a girl?
Yeah, of course with a girl.
Like with one girl?
Yeah, with one girl.
Okay, I went out with one.
Two.
Wait.
Three.
Up to four.
So you've been on four dates.
No, I'm with four girls.
No, but I'm talking about one-on-one dates.
Oh, okay.
Have you been on a one-on-one date?
Yes, I have.
How many times?
I can't really.
So you've been on countless dates.
Yeah, sad to say. No, I'm kidding. It's more. Well, it really depends on what you call a date. Actually, and to me, it's like if you're a guy and you're a girl and you plan to meet, regardless of your relationship.
So what? That's
a date.
That's already considered a date.
To me, it's a date. Yes. I go out with a lot of, you know, my female friends.
And you consider those dates?
Yeah, I always tell them it's a date.
What?
Yeah.
So weird.
And they're happy about it, so I end up, you know, end up buying them stuff.
Oh, that's. I don't know. I don't want to call those, you know,
what?
Things dates.
Really? Well, what do you call those?
Because they're my friends.
So it's a friendly date.
So you call this a friendly date?
Which one?
What we're doing?
No, we're both guys. I said if it's a guy and a girl.
Anyway, so. For me, I'd probably go to a carnival.
Really?
A carnival or a fair or a bar that has, you know, billiards.
Yes.
Or I'd probably go bowling with a girl.
Bowling?
Yeah.
And you can teach her how to bowl.
No.
No? I'll just leave her.
You don't need to learn how to.
What? I don't know how to bowl.
You'll just throw the ball.
What? Okay, you know what?
What else? I think museums.
Right.
Are a good idea.
Ride a kalesa.
Ride a kalesa?
Yeah.
What kind of date is that?
You know, you and the horse. I mean, you and your date on a kalesa. And, you know, wait, where can you. Is it in Intramuros?
I don't remember.
You know,
I think it's in Manila.
Yeah, somewhere there. Well, you go on a kalesa, you know, you can play.
Go to Enchanted Kingdom.
What?
Or Star City. Boom na boom.
That's too pricey.
What?
Yeah, pricey. Enchanted Kingdom.
Why? How much is. But just go to any place where there's. You know, fun activities
and
snacks.
Fun activities and unusual things happening.
Yeah, weird
things happening.
Funny things happening.
Yes. So you can go to a really old church or an abandoned building
Where are you gonna go? To an abandoned building?
Yeah, you know, and you can like play, explore, like, where are we? We are in a different dimension.
Or go play laser tag.
Or play hopscotch.
Hopscotch?
Yeah.
What are you in grade school?
Not if you like, you know, you did say unusual. Or, you know, those garter games.
Go to the mall. No, that's boring. I don't want to go to the mall.
No, not the
on a first date. Just go to just fun places.
Yo, go to a retired, you know, a home for the aged thing. And
home for the aged?
Yeah, and, you know, help people. Help those old people.
That's boring.
Well, it really depends. Well, but my summary of my answer is that for a fun and unusual date, it really depends on who you're with.
On who you're with.
Yeah. For if you really like the person, whether you're eating or, you know, watching a movie, it would be, you know, fun for you because, you know, you like the other person company. And when it comes to unusual, well, if you do like someone, unusual things happen. So it's fun and unusual.
Go to the buy some snacks and walk in. What? Is there a nice park here in Manila?
No. We got. Oh yeah, the BF Central Park.
If they renovate that park, that could be a good place to go on a first
or someone else's garden.
Someone else's garden.
Yes.
Won't that date last for like 5 minutes?
At least he had fun.
So yeah, that for me, you should go to a fun place like, you know, fairs, carnivals,
bars.
Outdoor. Go to Mercato.
Yeah. Nice place.
Yeah, or, you know, those food or ice cream trucks.
Or you can, you know, you can just, like, stare at the Manila Bay.
What? Do people still do that?
Yeah. I see a lot of people do that. What do you call that? There's that place. I forgot. They call that the
Black Pirate Cove.
No, what? No.
Cave of Wonders.
No. Wait. You're confusing me. I'm trying to remember. It's like
Mermaid Ghost.
No, like a shoreline thingy.
Shores of Arabia.
No, there are no shores in Arabia. I forgot. Damn it. Anyway.
Or go to bars where there's billiards.
Or go to bars where there are. Billiards, yeah. Billiards.
Or get drinks if both of you drink. I mean, almost everyone drinks.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah.
Get drinks.
And drink.
Then watch a movie.
Drink in moderation. Yeah, drink, watch a movie.
Get drinks, hang out in your car.
Or you can drink in your car.
Drink in your car.
And eat in your car. Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's always there's always a first time for everything. So, I guess that would be our answer.
Yeah. The next question is.
What is that?
Wait. Can pergola? This is from. Jamie.
Oh, J-Mo.
Her question is, can pergola hire me?
Really? Let me see that. Wow. What do you think, Sloan? I think she needs an audition first.
You can just visit the office
anytime
with your resume
and yourself,
or email contact the office using the contact form in Pergola site first before visiting.
Yeah,
because they might not be expecting you.
Yeah, and you might, you know, they might be shocked upon your presence.
Wait, I'm just looking for the other questions.
Let's see. But seriously, you know, what is an unusual date for you?
I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't like going on
unusual dates.
Movie dates. Because you don't really get to talk to the other person.
Oh no, but you get to do stuff while you're watching.
Like
eat popcorn and drink juice. Like those fruit juices, buko juice or stuff like that. And especially if you're watching a comedy movie, so you'll end up, laughing and, touching each other. You're just slapping each other because you're, laughing all the time. So, lots of physical activities going on in the cinema house.
Wait, I can't find the other question.
What? Come on. That was it? I know you got a lot.
Wait, I memorized one of the questions.
Okay, do you know from who?
This question's from DK.
What, DK? What?
Yeah, she's a girl. DK.
DK, if you read that word.
Donkey Kong.
Okay.
She's a girl.
Donkey Kong is
She's asking, why is it that she ends up with the gay guys?
Oh!
Liking gay guys.
Well, my friend, that is because you are attracted to guys that has a feminine side. So you usually end up liking actual women guys.
Girly guys.
From what I can tell, there are two types of women. Women who like really manly men, hairy, large, and very... Why are you laughing again, Sloan?
Because I'm having a hard time looking for the other
really,
question.
Really manly guys, and some of them might be monsters even. While other women prefer pretty guys, like Korean pop stars and Japanese pop stars. And
so what about our listener, DK?
What I can tell is that from observation, I do also have a few female friends who always ends up liking this guy who happens to be gay. There was this one time, they actually became a couple, but in the end, like the guy just needs another guy too. So he tells my friend that he's gay and he's breaking up with her. Imagine that. And she was crying that she got dumped for another guy by her boyfriend. But what I can really with all those women that I've seen that always ends up liking, gay men, are those women who actually like guys that are, soft and, girly in a way.
How do you prevent that? Not liking gay guys.
Well, change your type. Look for actual burly guys. Or you can always do a screen check on them before actually liking them. I'm pretty sure there's this myth, this gaydar myth, that like some people just can conceive if the person is gay or not. I'm pretty sure that the person who asked this question has a friend or two that has a gaydar. You should really ask them first.
If you have suspicions of that person being gay, or you can ask your friends if they think that they are gay too. That guy has a tendency of being gay. Then just avoid that person. Or don't consider that person as a romantic
relationship, you know, in a romantic relationship. But seriously, you should really try to how would you call this? You should really try to, you know, look for guys that you know, like a different point of view kind of thing, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean?
You know, be for example, if you always like guys with really white skin and puts powder on their face. I don't know.
Guys who put powder on their face.
Yeah, I know. You know, guys who they happen to be, you know, they happen to be gay. Instead of that, like, you know, look for, try to be attracted to, you know, a different type, like, I don't know, someone who doesn't put powder on their face, for example, or has a darker complexion. Because, if not, I'm sorry, but you will always be attracted to gay guys, and that's just really sad. And frustrating. So that's my answer. Look for someone else that isn't your type. Yeah, you could try that. Go for someone who isn't really your type.
No,
physically, because I am assuming the reason why she ends up like,
or just don't settle for feminine guys.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I have nothing against feminine guys, but
usually they end up,
if they're the guys that you've ended up liking, if they're that, like, if the guys who are gay that you end, like, if they're the guys you ended up liking and they're feminine, then that means you should stay away from those kinds of guys.
Yes, exactly.
Even if you're not sure that they're gay or anything, even if they're just feminine.
So, like, you know, instead of going for, let's say, Ken Hirai.
Who's that?
You know, some Japanese pop star.
Why do you know?
Huh?
Why do you know it?
Oh, my, Luffy likes the artist. Yeah. Instead of going for Ken Hirai, for example, go for Rambo or the Terminator.
You go for macho guys.
Not really. Like, just the opposite of what you've been liking before. Or not even, you know, at least slightly different from it. Yeah. Okay. I hope we answered your question.
Okay, here's the last. Here's our last listener mail.
Okay.
Unless I just wasn't able to see the other questions.
Wait, let me see that.
So she wants to remain anonymous.
Seriously? Yeah, let me see. Who that? Oh. Okay. You read the question.
So here's her question. Wait. Where is that? Huh. Okay. Miss Damsel in Distress or Miss Independent?
What?
Miss Damsel in Distress or Miss Independent?
That's
who's more attractive?
Wait, she's asking.
Yeah, she's asking who's more attractive. A damsel in distress or an independent?
Okay, who gets to answer that question?
No, we both get
I know,
that.
But who's...
You answer
what,
first. What,
me? Go, no, you answer. Come on.
Then why did you ask who gets first?
Come on.
For me, I like Miss Independent more.
Really? Why?
Because I don't like negative people. I mean, I don't like people with problems.
Really?
I mean, Miss Damsel in Distress... Sounds like a girl who I always have to save, or who's a girl who's always in trouble.
Okay.
like a helpless girl.
Okay.
That's why I like Miss Independent more.
Ah, okay.
How about you?
Me? Oh, I like damsels in distress.
Why?
Because I get to be the shining armor. And you'll get, she'll get, oh, thank you for saving me. And I'll be like, oh, no problem, honey. And she'll be like, how can I ever repay you? And I'll be like, come here, baby. You know, and stuff like that. Well, I think that's because I really like helping women out.
You like quiet girls. You like nice. Nice girls.
Me, damsels in distress.
Yeah.
Quiet,
cute, nice girls.
And, you know, a bit fragile. You know, she might, you know, she like, for example, she, like, you know, trips down and she'll be like, oh, I skinned my knee. And I'll be like, don't worry, I'm gonna make it all good. No, but, I don't know. I just like, you know, like the feeling of helping out, makes me feel happy and how does she say it? Happy and satisfied, regardless. I mean, regardless whoever the woman is, the girl is, if she needs help, well, I'm your prince, baby. So there, I like damsels in distress more
than independent girls.
Because to me, independent women are like the most independent type of women. They just have, you know, this really, really large, ego. No, seriously.
Really?
Yeah, there's this one lady friend that I know, she's a typical Miss Independent. Like, you know, it was clear enough that, you know, she needed some kind of help. But, you know, she was just, you know, so into her, you know, independency that she can do everything and anything on her own that she just, you know, she just shoved all the help away. So I'm like, and in the end, you know, she got screwed. Metaphorically. And to me, you know, I don't know. I also have this belief that no one is really that independent from anything. So, for you to you know, self-proclaim yourself like, ah, I'm independent. Well, that's, I don't believe you, because at some point you still depend on someone. So there.
I tend to like bad girls and. Yeah, I think they fit into the independent category.
Mm, yes. You like, you know, you like women that slaps you.
No.
No. You like women that you know.
I mean, does not criminal, bad mean girls.
Criminal activities.
No. I like girls who don't care what people think about them.
Yeah, even I do like that.
But those aren't damsels in distress.
No. Those could be damsels in distress too, since they don't really care about, you know, how other.
They always get in trouble.
They always get in trouble, and you know, you like Superman, you know, swoops down and swoons her on her feet, and you save the day, and you know, and she's all over you, like that commercial, the astronaut Apollo. Acts, something like that. So
but then I like bad girls who don't need any help. Don't need my help.
Then what do they need from you?
Just me.
What do you mean?
They just need my presence.
Really? So wouldn't that mean they're dependent on your presence?
No, but they're not. You know, they're not in any kind of trouble. They're not dealing with
I like
girls who don't who aren't dependent on me.
Really?
Yeah.
So why?
I like girls who can live their own life
without you.
Her own life without me.
So you want a friend? Just a friend?
No.
What? Like a friend?
No. You can still have a girl who. Doesn't depend on you for stuff.
Then she doesn't like you. And she doesn't depend on you.
No, I like.
So, okay, now I get it. You like women who don't like you.
No.
I like girls who don't. You know, they can live without me, but they still like me.
Okay, that's just contradicting.
No, you can like someone, but you can live without that person.
Oh, wait. I think you are going with the exaggerated
independent girl.
No, exaggerated. For me, when you say damsel in distress, it's not really more like, you know, she's really dependent on you. It's more on...
Yeah, like, Malone, help me. My car is broken. Malone, I have so many problems. Help me.
Please be with me. That's an exaggerated damsel.
No, that's what she means.
Oh, really?
Damsel in distress.
Well, again,
it's... Malone, I don't know how to do this. Help me.
Oh, sure. What?
So you do like damsels in distress?
Yeah, I do. In fact, you know, especially when you can see or smell a damsel in distress like from a mile away. Because they just create chaos. Seriously. They are machines of chaos. Like, everything just falls down in anywhere they go. And, you know, you just need to be there and, you know, make sure that everything works smoothly. Lest the world will end. As for me, like, honestly, like, Miss Independent is really boring for me.
So that means we're opposites.
Yeah.
We have opposite perspectives.
That's why we are friends. We never fight about women because we have complete opposite tastes.
We have completely different
types. Exactly. So, you know, I like damsels. You like
camels.
Toes. Rose
Pringles.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. So she has a second question.
Really?
Does love really have the power to conquer all?
Is this February? Because we are getting a lot of love questions. If it's not love, it's a date or.
No, I just gave them the instruction to send in.
Oh.
You know, dating related questions because I think.
Okay. What?
That's the easiest kind of question to ask.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh.
Does love really have the power to conquer all?
For me, that statement is really overrated. I mean, what? Conquer all so you can, like, conquer the world or the universe with your love? Or can you conquer death with your love? Or can you conquer financial instability with your love? It's like that music, that song, like that really old song that goes, "When we're hungry."
I think it's a weird question.
Love will keep us alive. You know, love does not conquer all. Wake up, people! It's a myth. It's a legend.
Depends if. It depends if on what you're dealing with a really big problem, like, with your significant other.
Well, that's not all. I mean, the statement said conquers all.
Wait, here. I've thought of a scenario.
Okay, let's go.
So, what would you pick? Your career or a girl? Your girlfriend.
Okay. One, it would depend, really. It would depend on what kind of career.
No, like your dream job. Your dream job or your girlfriend?
So you're making me choose between my dream job, which is to be a dancer.
Yeah.
Or my girlfriend. For example.
Yeah,
so, how did love conquer all here?
Because your love for your girlfriend.
No. Because the way I see it, I choose my career, I lost my girlfriend.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I choose my girlfriend.
You can have other girls.
I choose my girlfriend, I lose my career. So, tell me, did I actually conquer something or did I actually have to give up something to have another one?
Yeah, you had to give up.
See, so technically, I didn't conquer all, because to conquer all would be, I got my dream
job.
I mean,
what she means is,
I got my dream
job. Will love be, like, more important than...
Than anything? Oh, God.
That's why I'm asking, would you rather pick your career? over like a good career
again,
over
you know,
your girlfriend.
I'll pick
my dream job over my girlfriend.
I think I would too, cause, you know, okay. For example, I dropped the job, went with my girlfriend, and we ended up living in poverty. You get my point.
Yeah.
So you know that's just camel crap. So, but if I pick my dream job, then I found a really sexy secretary, then we end up together. Now that's a happy end. Then that's a happy. No, but you get my point.
Because the point of being in a relationship with someone is, you know, to grow as a person.
It's a mutual two-way relationship.
Like it's supposed to have a positive effect on your life.
It should always have a win-win situation. For example, like I said, the win-win situation in that certain situation you gave me was that I got my job and I still have a girlfriend. Wouldn't my girlfriend understand that that's my dream job and she's willing enough to have me have it, and we'll have to negotiate whatever problems we may have when I get that job? True? Yeah? But, you know, it sounds, you know, nice and sweet and, I don't know, like cloud nine-ish. But reality sucks. It doesn't always happen. So, if we're gonna use like this scientific experiment on it, right, and we do it again and again to get, if we get the same results and it's true, well, statistics, you know, always say that it's not always a happy ending. Yeah? No,
I think if your dream job, if getting your dream job means leaving your girlfriend, that just means you're not meant to be
exactly.
together.
Exactly. I mean, if you were meant to be, then, you know, you may even go to that one-way ticket to Mars, and you'd still be together for some reason.
Yeah. So that means love conquers all.
No, it does not. It does not conquer all. I mean, it's a myth, really. I mean, you know, it may have conquered all on that one moment, but what about the rest of it? What about the rest of the world? You get my point? It's just that one small event that somehow made it through. What about the rest? You know, what about the rest of those people that didn't have that?
Yeah, I just believe that if your destiny is to get that dream job or to live in this in some country, if that's your destiny and your current, you know, significant other doesn't fit into the picture at all, then I don't know, that just means she's not part, like you're not supposed to end up
then
with
on
it.
That certain event, love did not conquer anything.
Yeah,
see, so I mean, you, a lot, I can, you know, I hear a lot of people saying that, like,
there are more important things than romance.
There are, yes, or propagation for that matter. I mean, romance, it's the same thing. Anyway,
so that was our last question.
Yeah, so, and our, that is our answer.
If I missed any of the questions, I'll just read them
next episode.
Next episode, next week.
Yeah.
So if you have, you know, if you want to ask anything pergola or non-pergola related, just send us an email at pergcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
And we'll make sure to read them.
Somehow. You lost some of the questions. Where is it?
Because some of them asked over...
What?
I mean,
over what?
Some of them sent their questions over Facebook.
Oh.
So, but for some reason, my Facebook account's not working right now.
What is your Facebook account?
No, I mean, it's not loading properly.
Okay,
so before we go, I just want to repeat the Pergola announcement for this month.
Mm-hmm. Your turn.
Mm-hmm. Malone, do you have any last words?
I shall return.
What?
My famous last words. I shall return. Okay. Last words about one. So, would you like me to sing?
If you want to greet anyone. Son of a...
Mustache.
Okay, before I answer that call.
Okay,
here are the announcements. July 23.
Yeah, okay.
On July 23... It's Bang the Bus by Music Colony at 5 p.m. in Clara Square. On July 18th to 21,
Bang the Bus.
It's Primer Super Sale featuring sale items from DC Shoes, Fit Flops, Kickers, Bauhaus, Sledgers, Olukai, Columbia,
Super Sale,
Quicksilver, and Roxy. It's going to be at the second floor in Ida's Hall.
Primer Super
Sale. And on
sale.
The 20th of July, Tunog Timog Project is going to be playing at 5 p.m. in Clara Square. And make sure to visit our website for future updates. It's at www.pergolamall.com. Also like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at the Pergola Mall.
Pergola Mall.
And for podcast episodes, just go to the Pergola website and click the podcast link. You can visit the site either via your mobile phone, your touch phone, or your computer.
Or laptop. Or tablet, or any mobile technological device that has an internet.
So that was our episode for this week.
Yes. It's still raining. I heard there's a typhoon coming. So let's just hope that the next episode we won't be underwater. Or
and by the way, we were supposed to talk about what to do on rainy days.
During the last episode,
but everything the podcast got deleted right after it.
Because there was this really large, lightning that struck down from the sky, and you know Sloan got too really scared, and I don't know what happened. Something happened.
The file got deleted. So we're probably gonna
wait for another rainy day, which is every day.
No, we're probably gonna talk about it on the next episode.
Yes,
the top five things to do on a rainy day.
And the food trends.
Oh, and food trends.
Yeah.
Wait, then. Well,
all right, right. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you very much. I hope we shed some sort of enlightenment to your questions, and if any of you I hope all of you found our answers to your questions rather useful, and but it's up to you if you're gonna actually do it or not. But if you are some of the questions that we're asking, what to do if you are actually gonna do it, please tell us what happened after you actually did it.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.